Underwater, pressure from above, thick, gravity-defying space. A constant beep distorted by miles of dense space. A beacon just above the aural threshold, louder as the pain finds its way into my consciousness, and louder with the growing pulse of agony. I've been here before. The pain will push me back underwater. There's a lost thing I have to know. I locate the pain, my head, the soft flesh of my right side, my heart. For the 100th time, I reconstruct the last events as if I've never done it before. The Colonia have led me into a parking garage under one of my buildings uptown. Sergio Agosti, the man Sarah was supposed to marry before I took her, is taunting me. He's not even Colonia, but he's weaseled his way in. He's the dangerous one. It was never Peter Colonia, never Massimo. It was always Sergio Agosti. And it was always Sarah, my wife, at the peak of my priorities. She dances like an angel on the head of a pin. Every time I make a mistake, I know it's the last time, and it is. It's the last time I make that mistake. Did I make a mistake with Sarah? I called security away from the house to fight a war over my brother as he froze to death in the back of a truck, hallucinating a song about Junktown. Leaving her with only Benny, I would trade myself for Nico, trusting I had time to negotiate while he warmed up. Stupid. I killed Peter Colonia. Was there ever a trade to be had? Massimo isn't in the underground garage. Why? Sergio Agosti isn't one of them, but he has a stake in their cause. I took my eyes off her. I saw my brother in pain and forgot that I couldn't trade my life for anyone's. She's dead without me. She's hollowed and sold. Let him go. Memory me sounds so sure of himself. Take me instead.
Dario's Buick Skylark smells like raw meat and gunpowder. My brother Massimo's in the back seat. He's not screaming anymore, but grunting loud or breathing in that way that makes a noise come from his throat. I wish he'd be quiet so I can think. I've had one driving lesson in my whole life. My fists are clamped around the steering wheel at 10 and 2, slipping on sweat when I turn around the curves of the narrow road, trying to keep close to the yellow line in the center. There's a white SUV in the rear view. Are they following us? What do I do? What would Dario do? Would he pull to the side, get the rifle from under the seat, and shoot them? Massimo's handgun is in my lap. It was easy to take from him while I got him in the car, but I don't think I should shoot anyone with it. The road goes straight for a while. The SUV swerves, crosses the yellow line, which went from solid to dotted, and speeds forward. Massimo! I gasp as if he can help me. He can't. He won't. I put my hand on the gun in my lap. Are they yours?
Who?
He barks.
Sarah, what did you do?
I glance back at him. There's blood all over the seat. Who came with you? I face forward. The white SUV slows down, swerves, and comes astride me. A woman leans out the passenger window, brandishing her middle finger. Learn to drive, you fuck! The rest of an insult that Willa taught me is lost in the wind as the driver takes off. The back tires spit dust that clicks on the Buick's windshield. No one, I exhale. No one came with you, right? Not them, at least?
I came by myself.
He's holding his leg right above the wound, breathing hard, looking away from it.
I was going to get you and send you back to the old country to protect you before they got to you and
hollowed me.
Severed you. You're welcome.
They tell you being severed is worse because you're cast out and cut off. They say that's why they don't bother hollowing anymore. It's all lies. I have to call Dario. I realize I don't have my phone.
He killed our father. He's not one of us. What is wrong with you?
Watching the road, I reach back to him. Give me your phone.
He's a dead man.
You better pray he's not.